Good Wednesday. Today is February the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, some of the cuts being made by the federal government could be impacting agriculture, both in terms of research and the USDA and NRCS. We're going to take a look at what those could possibly mean to the industry after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, DOGE and federal government cuts may be impacting the soybean industry. The major soybean research project, which collaborates with the University of Missouri, will shut down on April 15th due to President Donald Trump's dismantling of funding to the U.S. Agency for International Development, otherwise known as USAID. Soybean Innovation Lab, based at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, was formed in 2011 to provide researchers and organizations with resources needed to advance soybean development. The lab comprised over 100 technical soybean experts from 24 countries, each representing a variety of institutions. Now, the land-grant system will lose 19 innovation labs across 17 states, including Missouri. University of Missouri has been involved in the Soybean Innovation Lab since 2013, said Clary Clark, a University of Missouri researcher who leads the mechanization division of the lab. Clark said the University of Missouri sector of the Soybean Innovation Lab research received $1.2 million, or about $150,000 annually, before losing the funding. As part of the project, Missouri has been doing research on African soybean diseases that would help Missouri farmers combat disease that can decimate soybean crops. The research found diseases in African soybean crops that could be prevented in Missouri and abroad, Clark said. Brady Deaton, who's a former University of Missouri chancellor and member of the Soybean Innovation Lab Advisory Board, said the end of the project will affect knowledge about soybean breeding, soybean diseases, and the use of technology in Africa and other parts of the world. Missouri's research pioneered new technologies, particularly threshing, which is the process of removing soybeans from their pod. The research also focused on the uses of soybeans and nutrition and understanding how it was being used for feeding both people and livestock. The funding disruption also cuts off relationships between the researchers, businesses, and government sector, said a social media statement from Peter Goldsmith, the director for the Soybean Innovation Lab. He said the labs will lose relationships and collaboration with local businesses, organizations, and government. U.S. soybean farmers lose one of the best tools to expand their markets and U.S. standards globally, Goldsmith said in his post. Local economies and emerging markets lose soybeans as an incomparable engine, growing wealth, prosperity, and economic development. Now, in a related story, a number of employees at the U.S. Department of Agriculture across an array of agencies may also be losing their jobs. Job cuts were part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to reduce the federal workforce. Now, in a statement, they said that the USDA is pursuing aggressively a plan to optimize its workforce by eliminating positions that are no longer necessary and bringing its workforce back to the office and relocating employees out of the National Capital Region into the nation's heartland to allow our rural communities to flourish. That in a USDA press statement. It is unknown right now how many NRCS staff were released by the agency. It is unclear if the Farm Service Agency was affected. The FSA and NRCS make up the bulk of staff at local USDA service center offices across the country. Earlier this week, during a House Ag Committee hearing, lawmakers and farmers talked about the importance of having local FSA staff to work with producers. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
In other agricultural headlines, we have a new Secretary of Agriculture. By a strong bipartisan vote of 72-28, the Senate has confirmed Brooke Rollins as the 33rd Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins, a graduate of Texas A&M University, served as both acting director of the Domestic Policy Council and as assistant to the president for intergovernmental and technology initiatives during the previous Trump administration. Rollins subsequently served as the president and CEO of the America First Policy Institute, which was founded in 2021. Now, during her Senate hearing in January, Rollins focused on her commitment to allocate disaster and economic assistance quickly and efficiently, address animal disease outbreaks, collaborate with the ag committees to pass the farm bill, and focus USDA on serving all American agriculture. Now, while it's great to see this progress, there are still other USDA nominees waiting for confirmation. They include Stephen Verdin as the Deputy Secretary, Richard Fordyce as the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dudley Hoskins as Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Luke Lindberg as Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Michael Bourne as Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, Scott Hutchins as Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics, Devon Westhill as the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, and Tyler Clarkson as General Counsel. Now, in related news coming out of Washington, after a largely party-line vote in the U.S. Senate on Thursday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was given the keys to realize his, quote, Make America Healthy Again vision as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services. The HHS cabinet position includes leadership over the Food and Drug Administration and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, both which carry powerful influence in the research, communication, record-keeping, and regulation of American agriculture. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.